Welcome back to the Average to Savage Show with Scaletti, a podcast that will help you overcome your limiting beliefs, setbacks, and fears to create the life you were destined to live. Welcome back, everybody. This is not just some like clickbait name of a podcast. I truly believe the name of this podcast. You can change your past. Look how my energy is just like sky high right now. I cannot wait to get into this. You might be thinking, Matt, how could you change your past? The past is over. It's done with. I cannot change it. But think about what the past is. The past is just a story that we tell ourselves about events that have already passed. Are there not different ways to see the same exact story that happened last week, last month, last year, last decade? I was laughing recently. My family and I were talking about previous vacations we had been on, and we were sharing stories from 20 plus years ago vacations. And one of the funny stories, it's an inside joke story, so I won't get into it, but it's a funny story between our family. This is probably 25 years ago. And we were talking about where the story happened. And sometimes we went on vacation once a year to Ocean City, Maryland. Sometimes we went down to Hilton Head, South Carolina. One of us thought that the story happened at Hilton Head, and the other one thought the story happened in Ocean City. Same story, but there was a dispute about where it happened. Why is that relevant? It's relevant because both of us were there, but it was so long ago. Clearly one of us, obviously I think I'm right, and I don't know who, if it was my mom or brother or whoever, thought they were right, but one of us is wrong. But we're seeing the past differently. It's just a story that we're telling ourselves. We weren't even sure where we were. One of us is not even close. We're states away from where the actual event happened. That's how we can change our past. It's just how we can perceive the story. And for me, one of the biggest things, and I learned this through giving this speech over and over again about the three greatest gifts. And I talk about these three separate stories, one of which was this speech I gave in fifth grade. And I froze in front of the whole school, hundreds of people in this auditorium. And I tell it in more of a funny way. But that ended up being a greatest gift because it sent me on this quest to want to become a better speaker. The second story is one of alcoholism, which I've shared a lot on this podcast. And the third story, and this is where I reframe it in a big way, is when my ex-wife asked me for a divorce. And clearly it was a difficult time, absolutely for sure. But the reframe, which I've thought about this over the last few years since it happened, is what if instead of her asking me for a divorce and me beating myself up over that and I'm not wanted and I'm not good enough and all that, what if it's she set me free to do the most insane, memorable things I've ever done in my life over the last 2 years? I have met and become best friends with people I would have never met. I have accomplished more in the last year and a half of speaking than I did 10 years prior to that. I have become closer with people in my life as a result of this. I have connected with people on a deeper level. There are so many great things that came out of this divorce. I can't even begin to explain it. And now when I think about her and the situation, I mean, we haven't talked in years, but I'm hopeful that she's doing great as well. Like, it puts a smile on my face to think about hopefully great things that she's up to. That's how you can change your past. It's just the story that you're telling yourself about an event that already happened. Of course, you cannot change the event. But I think in changing our past, all the past is a story. And my challenge to you is, How can you reframe your past? How can you change your past? What's a story you've told yourself? Maybe it's a situation where you started a business and it failed, and it was 5, 10, 20 years ago, and you told yourself the story you cannot run your own business. Well, that's not necessarily true. What if it was just that business? What if you were this close? What if you were 2 weeks away from having that one client that would have changed the whole business? What if it was just you were in the wrong business at the wrong time? It's just the story that we tell ourselves. You can change your past by changing and reframing how you see certain situations. And I'm only saying it with passion because it has absolutely worked for me in a huge way with a divorce, in a huge way with my alcoholism. I think about being an alcoholic every single day, but maybe not in the way that you think. I think about it in the most empowering way of, A, I've come so far since that person. And I get a little graphic talking about it, but I killed that person off. That version of me is no longer alive. He's no longer on this planet, which is the absolute truth. And then I think about it the second way by people I'm able to help that are going through an addiction of some sort. And I can speak at least in some capacity on having an addiction for a decade. There's so many good things that can come out of that situation, and I can flip that story and change my past. What can you change from your past on how you see the story playing out and use it as fuel versus thinking about it and letting it beat you up and bringing down your energy? That's my challenge to you. I really think this could be a game changer for you because it's been one for me in such a massive, massive way. Much love to you all. I love doing these. We have some great guests lined up for future Average to Savage podcasts. I'm excited to keep bringing the energy, bringing my little crazy form of insane individual that I am. And I hope you keep bringing your own authentic self to every situation you show up in. You can change your past by changing how you see that story. It's just a story. That's all that it is. I love you. I'm out of here. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe to the podcast and leave a comment if you enjoyed the show. To follow on social media, at Matt Scaletti on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and LinkedIn. Feel free to shoot me a message, reach out. I'd love to hear feedback, and wishing you an amazing rest of your week.